I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, May 25th. The names of the stars are a cultural mashup. The names come from Greek, Latin, Arabic, and other cultures. And some names combine words from different languages. Two examples are the stars Tanya Borealis and Tanya Australis. Tanya comes from an Arabic phrase that means the second. Borealis and Australis come from Latin and mean northern and southern. Combined, the stars represent the second leap of the gazelle, a bit of sky lore from Arabia. Sky watchers there saw three close pairs of stars as the leaps of a gazelle. All three pairs are at the edge of the modern constellation Ursa Major, the Great Bear. The Tanyas are above the stars that form the outer edge of the Dipper's Bowl. Tanya Borealis is a single star that's a good bit bigger, brighter, and heavier than the Sun. It's at the end of the prime phase of life, so it's undergoing big changes in its core. That's causing its outer layers to begin to puff up to giant proportions. Tanya Australis is a binary, two stars bound together by their mutual gravitational pull. One of the stars is similar to the Sun. The other is more than six times the Sun's mass, and it's already reached the giant phase of life. It's puffed up to about 75 times the Sun's diameter, and it shines about 1,000 times brighter. So Tanya Australis looks a bit more impressive than its northern cousin, the brighter half of the second leap of the gazelle. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.